33. Sow uncertainty and panic through acts of terror. The chain reaction strategy. Terror is the ultimate way to paralyze a people's will to resist and destroy their ability to plan a strategic response. Such power is gained through sporadic acts of violence that create a constant feeling of threat, incubating a fear that spreads throughout the public sphere. The goal in a terror campaign is not battlefield victory, but causing maximum chaos and provoking the other side into desperate overreaction. Melting invisibly into the population, tailoring their actions for the mass media, the strategists of terror create the illusion that they are everywhere, and therefore that they are far more powerful than they really are. It is a war of nerves. The victims of terror must not succumb to fear or even anger. To plot the most effective counter-strategy, they must stay balanced. In the face of a terror campaign, one's rationality is the last line of defense. The anatomy of panic. In Isfahan, in present-day Iran, Nizam al-Mulk, the powerful vizier to Sultan Malik Shah, ruler of the great Islamic empire of the period, became aware of a small yet irritating threat. In northern Persia lived a sect called the Nizari Ismailis, followers of a religion combining mysticism with the Quran. Their leader, the charismatic Hassan e Sabah, had recruited thousands of converts alienated by the tight control the empire exercised over religious and political practices. The influence of the Ismailis was growing, and what was most disturbing to Nizam al-Mulk was the utter secrecy in which they operated. It was impossible to know who had converted to the sect, for its members did so in private and kept their allegiance hidden. The vizier monitored their activities as best he could, until finally he heard some news that roused him to action. Over the years, it seemed thousands of these secret Ismaili converts had managed to infiltrate key castles, and now they had taken them over in the name of Hassan e Sabah. This gave them control over part of northern Persia, a kind of independent state within the empire. Nizam al-Mulk was a benevolent administrator, but he knew the danger of allowing sects like the Ismailis to flourish. Better to snuff them out early on than face revolution. So, in 1092, the vizier convinced the sultan to send two armies to bring down the castles and destroy the Nizari Ismailis. The castles were strongly defended, and the countryside around them teemed with sympathizers. The war turned into a stalemate, and eventually the sultan's armies were forced to come home. Nizam al-Mulk would have to find some other solution, perhaps an occupying force for the region. But a few months later, as he was traveling from Isfahan to Baghdad, a Sufi monk approached the litter on which he was carried, pulled out a dagger from under his clothes, and stabbed the vizier to death. The killer was revealed to be an Ismaili, dressed as a peaceful Sufi, and he confessed to his captors that Hassan himself had assigned him to do the job. The death of Nizam al-Mulk was followed within weeks by the death, from natural causes, of Malik Shah. His loss would have been a blow at any time, but without his crafty vizier to oversee the succession, the empire fell into a period of chaos that lasted several years. By 1105, however, a degree of stability had been re-established and attention again focused on the Ismailis. With one murder, they had managed to make the entire empire tremble. They had to be destroyed. A new and vigorous campaign was launched against the sect, and soon it was revealed that the assassination of Nizam al-Mulk was not a single act of revenge, as it had seemed at the time, but an Ismaili policy, a strange and frightening new way of waging war. Over the next few years, key members of the administration of the new sultan, Mohammed Tapar, were assassinated in the same ritualistic fashion. A killer would emerge from a crowd to deliver a deadly blow with a dagger. The deed was most often done in public and in broad daylight. Sometimes, though, it took place while the victim was in bed, a secret Ismaili having infiltrated his household staff.